Lebanon's army pledges to end street violence as the situation in the capital Beirut and northern city of Tripoli remains tense. So far, five people have been killed in clashes in the two cities. The unrest started after the funeral of a top intelligence officer killed in Friday's blast. Newly released photos confirm Syria's claims that foreign countries are fueling the unrest in the country. The photos show a commander distributing U.S. dollars among insurgents. The commander has reportedly told Agence France-Presse that the money is provided by foreign countries. Kuwait's opposition says it will continue with its protest campaign against the government. This comes a day after police clashed with protesters in the capital Kuwait city. At least 100 activists were wounded and over 70 others arrested. The protest is said to be the largest demonstration in Kuwait's history. U.S. President and his main rival prepare themselves for their final debate. Barack Obama and Mitt Romney are going to take a swipe at each other at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida, just 15 days before the U.S. presidential election. Anti-U.S. sentiments are running high in Afghanistan. In the latest round of protests in the war-torn country, people have taken to the streets in the southern province of Zabul to condemn the killing of three civilians by U.S. forces. The bodies of the civilians were later blown up by American soldiers. Once again, the Israeli regime violates international agreements. Tel Aviv now plans to expand the illegal settlement of Gilo, located between East Jerusalem al-Quds and Bethlehem. The plan has infuriated human rights groups who say Tel Aviv is isolating Palestinians in the occupied West Bank. Heavy fog creates visibility problems and disrupts a flight across the UK and Europe. In Poland, arriving flights were redirected from Warsaw Airport to neighboring cities. London's Heathrow Airport also cancelled more than 80 flights. The thick fog even affected train passengers and caused severe delays. And at least three prisoners are killed in South Africa by an explosion near a prison in Johannesburg. The blast tore through a police van carrying prisoners to the city's central prison. Around 14 other inmates were wounded in the incident. Two inmates, unsuccessfully, attempted to flee the scene.